Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 8, we said that many people in the world, even some church members or relatives, may hate us for the stand that we take for Christ. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We also know by the Word of God that in these days that we can expect trouble. For an example, John chapter 15, verses 18 through 21. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Have you ever asked yourself, does the world hate me? And I'm not saying as a result of your insulting and arrogant manners. I mean, because you've stood lovingly for the Lord and His Word, and you've called sin, sin, you've called right, right, and you've called unsaved to repentance and backsliders to turn from their wicked ways. Jesus goes on to say in John 15, verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, and they did persecute Jesus, they will, not they might, but they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, and some did keep his saying, they will keep yours also, and some will. However, realize that even within your own house, it may be divided. Jesus said that in a house, the father would be against the son, the mother against the daughter, the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law. And the idea is there that Jesus is the one that's causing the division. Somebody said, didn't Jesus come to spread peace on the earth? Oh, yes, he came to give the peace of God, but it's on his terms, you see. And men reject the terms of God, and so he is a divider. So often, even in the home, we find many times that there are parents that you have the so-called mother hen attitude. And when that youth director or that pastor preaches a word, and it will cause some parents, because their children are offended, to go to the defense of their children instead of sticking with the Word of God, and they compromise. And their compromise, whether they realize it or not, will lead to their grandchildren's occupation of hell for eternity. And so Jesus said in verse 21 of chapter 15 of John, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. But it's because they know not him that sent me, Jesus says. Now, understand that many times that the people that give you the hardest time for your stand for Christ will be people that you go to church with. The Bible says that Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. And many times it's the people of your own church that persecute you. But understand, 2 Timothy 3:12 tells us, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. My friend, please realize, there is a reward for staying true and holy. Don't focus on present results. Instead, have eternity set in your heart. I think of the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. Verse 8, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are, speaks of now, are the pure the separated from sin, the separated from the world. Blessed are right now the pure in heart. Why? He says, for they shall see God. That looks at eternity. You are now pure in heart, and you'll see a great reward in eternity. But then he goes on in verses 10 through 12 of Matthew 5, Jesus said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Now, what is righteousness? Have you ever thought about that? We talk about being persecuted for righteousness' sake, but what is righteousness? Well, Deuteronomy chapter 6, the last verse of Deuteronomy 6, defines righteousness as obedience to the commands of the Lord. And you're obedient to the Word of God, that is righteousness. And you proclaim that righteousness. You proclaim those commands as well as to live by them. Well, he says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Now, I wonder, a good question to ask yourself, have I been reviled by men or persecuted? Have people said things against me evilly and they've actually lied about it? They've said it against me falsely. They've made false accusations. Have they done that to me? You see, how can I expect the rewards if I'm not willing to stand for the Lord? Well, he says when they do that, you know, when they're doing that, it's hard. It hurts. It really does. It hurts when you have people that you love, that you care for, and they make false accusation, and they revile you and persecute you and say these things. But Jesus said in verse 12, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Have you ever thought about this with Jesus Christ? The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Wow, think about that. Jesus Christ, this entire universe, every star, every constellation, everything and all the intricacies of creation, the workings of the body, the plant life, cell life, life in the ocean, life on land. Oh, all these things. What a great God. But when our great God says that something is great, then it must really be great. If he's able to create the heavens and the earth, and he did, then when he says something is great, then it must really be great. And so we endure patiently. Why? Because great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So you stand true to the word. In James 1:12, it mentions a crown of life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, it mentions the incorruptible crown, those people that were separated from worldliness and carnality and were separated unto God. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8 mentions the crown of righteousness. Those who stayed true to the word, those who finished the course, those who stayed right on with it and never wavered. And these are folks that endured. And they stay faithful. And the Lord says, there's a crown. Now, what do we associate crown with? Well, it's with ruling and reigning with Christ. Well, the test for the Jews wasn't just knowing what was going to happen with the coming Medo-Persian Empire and then the Grecian Empire that Daniel wrote about. It was also being prepared spiritually. Now, if you're saved, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that begs a question. Are you prepared for the judgment seat of Christ? Are you ready? Because every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. We'll be judged for those things done in our body according to that which we have done, whether it be good or bad. So, my friend, just understand that even of this very day, even this moment that you're listening to this broadcast, that there will be an accounting even of this day. Now, let me say a few more things by way of introduction to Daniel chapter 8. Animals will once again be used as symbols. But in place of the bear and the leopard, the ram and the he-goat are used to symbolize Medo-Persia and Greece. Also, Daniel chapter 1, verse 1 through Daniel chapter 2, verse 3, were written in the Hebrew language. However, in Daniel chapter 2, verse 4 through Daniel chapter 7, verse 28, we find that the book of Daniel was written in Aramaic, the original language of Syria. And then from 8:1 through the rest of the book, it is written in Hebrew, as is all the rest of the Old Testament, from Genesis through Malachi. And the only portion that's written in a different language is Daniel chapter 2, verse 4 through 7:28, which is in Aramaic. Now, many people believe that this is because, that is, the Aramaic portion, is that the Gentiles are dealt with, and this is primarily dealing with the times of the Gentiles. Well, that may be so, but I don't think that we can say that with distinct authority, because the Bible doesn't really tell us why this is so, but we do know only that it was written in Aramaic. Now, whether it's in Hebrew, Aramaic, or it's a New Testament in Greek, there is one thing that we do know. The Bible is word for word the Word of God. It is not only inspired, that is, God breathed, every word of it God breathed, but the same God who inspired it, the same God who breathed it, is the same God who preserves it. And my friend, if you have you a good King James Bible, or you have a Bible that's been translated from the Masoretic Hebrew text and the Textus Receptus of the New Testament Greek text, and you have that in your hand in a different language, but it's those texts, then you have word for word the Word of God, and you can rely upon it, and you can trust it, and you don't have to do as some commentators do, spend half their broadcast and half their time talking about the Bible. You're reading it, and they say, well, it doesn't really mean that, or it's not in the best manuscripts. Usually when somebody says it's not in the best manuscripts or it's not in the oldest manuscripts, it means they reject the Word of God that has stood the test of time. And they are relying on translations that began being put together back in 1881. And so just so that you know that, you understand that when many of them say that and they tell you that the King James is wrong here, it's not a good translation, usually that is a very good time turn off the radio on their broadcast. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.